Mr. Badger, agenda item number 7, Mill Creek Shellfish.
Mill Creek Shellfish requests authorization to construct a 168-foot-long by 4-foot-wide community or commercial pier, which includes a 10-foot by 4-foot open-sided open decking L-head to accommodate intake pipes, pumps, and the mooring of a boat situated at the mouth of Mill Creek, which is a tributary to Cherrystone Creek in Northampton County. The project is protested by 2 nearby property owners. Quad sheet showing the location of the project, Mill Creek. As you can see from the topo map, the Bryan area is showing shallow areas. The controlling depth at the mouth of Mill Creek is 1.5 feet at mean low tide or water. The width of the creek is 150 feet low water to low water at the project site. And the area adjacent to the piers, it's going to be 2.5 feet, minus 2.5 feet, and just 26 feet channelward of that. It drops off to 3 feet, and that's the area of the channel. You can see there's a lot of aquaculture activity in here. Small channel leading into the creek. Protesters' property is from here down around here. It's a farm that the Odens have had for generations. The Mill Creek Shellfish is owned by Henry Jones, and his proposal is to construct an aquaculture shellfish nursery on the upland. The proposed pier and water intake pipes are a part of the overall project, and only the channel where 50 feet of this proposed pier, water intake pipes, and submerged land pumps will extend channelward of mean low water and falls within VMRC's jurisdiction. Mr. Jones has 5 leases totaling over 200 acres on the seaside of the eastern shore, and the applicant plans to grow clam seed to planting size for his business and also plans to sell seed to the public. The Highland farm is appropriately zoned to allow aquaculture, and Mr. Jones has required permits from Northampton County to construct the nursery. Closer view showing all of the lease grounds in the area here. The only place that Mr. Jones has water access deep enough to run his pumps is in this general area here. Again, it's 2.5 feet where his pumps will be. The farm itself continues all the way around. He would have to go through existing leases and probably go close to 1,000 feet offshore to find deep enough water for his pumps and get access permission through the leaseholders. This area over here, again, you've got to be close to 1,000 feet offshore, and there's SAV in this area. And this area was set aside by the commission back in the 80s. A little closer view. This is the protesters' pier right here. And as you can see, there's a little bit of a channel. It runs up like this, and then we'll come down like this. The controlling depth issue is right here at 1.5 feet and a little bit more right here. Mr. Jones's pier, proposed pier, will run down the spine or just to the north of the spine and come out in that general area. This is my rendition of the pier and the center of the channel itself. It's approximately 26 feet to the deepest water. It is tight through here. There's no question about that. But there is no water in the creek. The only time you can get in here is on at least a half a tide. The project is protested by Tidewater Realty and Security Corporation and Mrs. Virginia Odom, who both have property across the Mill Creek. They have concerns that the commercial pier and related equipment will damage the natural beauty of the area. The discharge pipe will affect the adjacent marsh, the potential for noise pollution, and that the project will have a negative impact on their property values. They also have concerns that the pier may impact navigation along Mill Creek. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science Center of Coastal Resource Management indicates that piers have shading impacts on wetlands and water. Locating the pier where there is no wetlands vegetation is preferred. They also recommend the pier be constructed at an appropriate height above the vegetated wetlands to reduce impacts. The Health Department Division of Shellfish and Sanitation advises that the project is located in approved shellfish growing waters, and the activity will not require a change in classification. And the Health Department's Marina Program states they have no objections to the project. Conservation and Recreation recommends avoiding the removal of trees and shrubs. Game and Inland Fish do not anticipate the project to result in any adverse impacts upon species and resources within their jurisdiction. The Northampton County Wetlands Board approved the wetlands portion of this project at their September 17th meeting with the following modifications. They wanted the pier raised to 6 feet. They moved the pier 10 to 12 feet to the west to avoid some of the vegetation, and the decking boards had to be gapped to let more sunlight through. They also requested revised drawings to be submitted with these modifications. No other state agency has raised objections to the project. And here are the revised drawings. This is where it originally was in yellow. And that was down the spine. The Wetlands Board moved it 10 to 12 feet off the spine into the rack line where the vegetation, where there was less vegetation, and they raised the height across the marsh to 6 foot. Again, so you can't really see the blue, but it's there. It's where the pier is. It comes out here. Again, our jurisdiction starts at low water and continues to the end of the pier, and that's only 50 feet. 3 foot is the controlling depth at the end of the pier. Controlling depth into the creek is 1.5 feet, and that's in this general area out here. Just a cross section showing it being 6 foot above the marsh and dropping down to 5 feet as it clears the vegetation. These are very difficult to see, but this is the L head. The end of the pier is here. The L head is in this general area. And you have a 4 by 6 foot piece of material or wood that the three pipes will hang from. This cross section showing the three pipes hanging, and the submerged pumps here. And then they'll be pumped down to up and down the 4 foot wide pier. This was taken a while back. I couldn't get a really good low water shot in the last month or so. So in any case, this is what all the oyster grounds on the sides, the channel going in and out, low water, it's approximately 150 feet. Approximately the location of the pier, channel comes out, comes around like this and goes out. This stake was set by the applicant right here, so that's the end of the pier. Again, the deeper water is up against the Odom's Pier. Water comes, channel comes out like that. I'll leave that up. Our summary and recommendation. Majority of Mr. Jones's pier is outside of VMRC's jurisdiction, has been addressed by the local wetlands board. The board reduced the impacts to vegetated wetlands by requiring the pier to be moved 12 feet northward of the area with less vegetation and elevate the pier deck. Also, by moving the pier off the marsh spine to a lower elevation, to a lower area, the pier will not be as visible to the protesters. Mr. Jones' water discharge pipe, rock apron, and was designed by a professional engineer to lessen any impact to the adjacent wetlands and was approved by the local wetlands board. To address the potential for noise pollution, the applicant proposes to install 3 submerged water intake pumps within the open 4-foot by 10-foot L-head area of the proposed pier. With the proposed submerged pumps, the noise should be greatly reduced. Since VMRC's jurisdiction is only the channel width 50 feet of the proposed pier, our concern is mostly related to the navigation along Mill Creek. Subaqueous Guidelines Section 4, Piers and Wharfs, indicates that the pier should encroach no more than 1/3 the distance across the waterway, except in unusual channel configuration. The applicant's pier falls within the guidelines, and it's staff's opinion that the pier should not adversely affect navigation within Mill Creek. If this had been an application for a private pier, this wouldn't even been in front of you. It would have qualified as a no permit required from us. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the entire project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2 1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with a royalty in the amount of $600 for the encroachment of the pier, open L-head pump platform, and boat slip over 400 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Here to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
What is that structure at the far end of your dotted yellow line there?
Here?
Yeah.
That was, I believe it was Ray Forrest's barge for aquaculture.
Thank you.
Is it still there?
No. It was, had to be removed.
So the thought, making sure. Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir, we are.
Would you please come forward?
Would it be possible for
the... I'm sorry, I have to have you on the record here.
Okay.
I need to swear in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your names for the record.
I'm Henry S. Jones III.
Henry S. Jones Jr.
I assume you're related.
Afraid so.
Hard.
Would it be possible to protest it to go first? It could, and let me address that point by point when she gets done. It could shorten my presentation considerably.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a few minutes to rebut anything that she would say.
Fine.
But I need you to tell the commission what it is and they answer the commission's questions about your application.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to put this over on the table. All right. Start with the presentation. We wish to construct an onshore nursery plant.
Oh, can we also keep this to just the matter before the commission that's in their jurisdiction? I'd rather not get this off the beaten path on something that's in the county's jurisdiction.
Okay, good enough.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can you speak into the microphone? Thank you.
We need, for our project, we need water, and we need decent salinity water. The whole project has been, we have been looking for a place for this project for several years. An acquaintance of mine was in the process of acquiring a piece of property. We started looking for property several years ago. We started with Plantation Creek. What we need is deep water close to shore, or water deep enough to draw low water at low water with a pump, so we can have 24-hour cycle. We went to Plantation Creek because of the high salinity there, and as you can see,
every square inch.
Trust me, every square inch of shoreline is leased. There is nowhere that we can go to cross to get to deep water without crossing somebody's lease. So we gave up on Plantation. When you move above Cherrystone Creek, you run into situations where the salinity is too low, such as Bagwell Enterprises that had to buy a place in North Carolina to upwell their clams. Cherrystone Creek, as everybody knows, is home to the largest clam nursery in the country, and they're successful. Anyway, this is Cherrystone Creek. If you look at Cherrystone Creek, all but the entire creek is leased. The only place on the entire creek where water access is available is right here on the western end of the farm, this little piece that is not leased, and up here on the eastern end of the farm, this piece is not leased, directly across from the Odom Stock, more or less, round figures. If we went off the west end, we would have to go 1,000 feet at least, build a pier 1,000 feet long to acquire water. Over here, we can do it on a much shorter basis. Thus, we went here. Now, This is a much better picture of that, and I think this will give the commission the reason for the choice of coming off here. It is the only choice. It's not a second choice, a first choice. It is the only choice. Okay. Now, what we propose to do is build a pier. Let's throw it forward. Is build the pier here, come out till we can get to 2.5 feet of water on the end, which would give us 2 feet up at the 10-foot shoreward of that. Place a 4-foot-wide pier as small as physically possible to support an intake or a pipe to pump water from the shore, carry electric lines out to the pump, and so forth. We do not plan to moor a boat full-time by any stretch of anybody's imagination, but there is a possibility. I'm not going to tell you that there will never be a boat moored there. It could be necessary for some type of a maintenance deal for a short period of time, or maybe for a short period of time there could be some speckled trout biting. Might as well tell the truth. Yes. So I have to have a boat maybe once in a while, but not full time. This picture shows what we intend to do. Here is the Odom stock over here with an oyster barge moored at the end of it. Okay. Trey, do we need to put them on anything else?
I think that's it for right now.
We have, you know, all the supporting documents and stuff. I'll leave it up here and see how things go. Try to shorten this up some. Thank you.
Any questions?
Grab my hand. Just leave it right there.
That's a good point. Gentlemen, we need to keep those.
Oh, I know you do. That's all right. That's not a problem.
For 30 days. We can get them back to you. You can have them back after 30 days.
I understand that. Are there any questions at this time from the board?
Questions from the commission. Thank you, Mr. and Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in support of this proposal? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak to the commission in opposition to this proposal? Please come forward. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Dr. Catherine Fulton, and I am secretary of the Tidewater Realty and Security Corporation. We have protested this project. VMRC in 2004, this issue has come up, and it is to that section of Mill Creek is to remain vacant. It's from September 30th, 2004, and there are to be no oyster beds there. Or any kind of clamming activity. I don't know if you need a copy of this. But just as Mr. Badger said that there was a section of Cherrystone Creek that VMRC said that there would be no activity on, it's the same thing here in this area at the mouth of Mill Creek. There are a lot of issues of riparian ownership here. The farm was established in 1618. It is on the historic registry. It's number 56, I believe. I have put in a call with the Army Corps of Engineers because this will upset the historical significance of this property. We do request that they take a look at that. I think as property owners and by law, we are entitled to have the Army Corps of Engineers investigate this before any type of effect can come can affect our property. As you saw earlier, the Reed Farm is extremely large. I believe it's larger than ours. It's also an old piece of property. They have 40 acres of private oyster beds. And I don't see why VMRC would go against what they've already ruled on. There are oystermen over there, clam beds. We have just been involved in a trade of some clam beds. I believe that Hank owns some other oyster beds. Perhaps they could be traded, and therefore he could have his establishment moved somewhere else so that it does not adversely affect this historic property. And all the noise factor, things along those lines, you're not going to see a lot of people here because there's one property owner across the street and two on, across the creek and two on the other side. So how the Wetlands Board also came up with some sort of solution for the wetlands that they're going to be affecting was to build this pier over 6 feet into the air. It's going to have PVC pipes, 24-inch round. That's going to be a tremendous impact, negative impact on the view and the property rights. So as I've said, I've contacted the Army Corps of Engineers. I've contacted the Historical Society. And as you can see, as they said, that Ray's barge was down in there. I have had problems, and we've been protesting the illegal clamming since 2008, and it really wasn't until 2013 or 14 that anything was done. The barge used to be tied up to our pier without our permission.
Ms. Holton,
years.
Could we keep it to the matter at hand here as opposed to something that happened 8 years, 6 years ago?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. But there's still illegal clamming over there. Those aren't legal beds. So I just would ask that, you know, everything be investigated before this decision is made. At the last meeting, Hank had not gotten the funds for this project. He was hoping to have them by December. So if anything else, I would like for this to be postponed. I don't see, you know, the need to do this at this time without all the information. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Questions from the commission.
Let me ask a couple of things to clarify a little bit here, just so that I'm clear here. Your objections, could you specifically state your objections towards what's being proposed that's within the commission's jurisdiction on the water bottom?
Well, the Marine Resource Commission said that they were not going to have any activity in this area on September 30th, 2004, and this area was to be left vacant. We have a historical property number 56. I would like for this to be investigated in the negative impact that it will have on this piece of property. As a property owner, I think that we deserve or have the rights to have this investigated. There are issues of riparian ownership, and it's an old piece of property. As I've said, it was Obedience Robbins. And so therefore, we absolutely object to this here going in and the activities and boats that are going to be there, the negative impact.
Questions from the commission?
Do you have a copy of that letter?
Yes, the 2004?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, I have a photograph of low tide, and it doesn't seem to be as Hank had presented. You can actually, the ducks walk across the creek at low tide, so it. I don't know where they're coming up with that.
Yet. Mr. Zeder.
Are you the owner of that parcel to the top of the screen?
Yes. Yes, sir. And all along Mill Creek.
Is that pier, you see where that yellow line is that goes by that pier, is that pier look like that, or is that a barge sitting at the end of that pier?
That's actually our pier. That's the deck of the pier, and the barge is in the lower right-hand corner. Ray Forrest.
How far does that pier come out?
I don't know.
Does the proposed pier is on the other side of the channel, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How would that affect your riparian rights?
Well, if we enter the middle of the creek, it would. And would think that, if it's coming out to the middle of the creek.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me.
Mr. Taggart.
I'm confused here. You own to, as I understand it, from unless something's changed here, Hank, you can help me, to Menlo Water, you're repairing, not to the middle of a creek, correct?
That's correct, unless you can prove a King's grant that has not achieved back to the Commonwealth, and you can follow its title all the way back.
And so
that has not been proven here.
Oh, thank you.
I think a dozen land patents on the property, and on the northern part of the farm, there are surveys showing that we own to the middle of the creek in Bull's Gut. The Reed property, in her will, it said that there was to be no survey. I've also done some title search on the Reed property. I don't know where their private 40 acres of oyster beds are, that's the research that I've done, a little research on the Reed property, mostly on Obedience Robins.
Any other questions from the commission? Ms. Haney.
Could staff just clarify the no oyster claim and activity? I believe I know what it is, but could you clarify that for us?
That subaqueous area, the mouth of Mill Creek, was to be left vacant. That's what's on this paperwork from VMRC in 2004.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Fulton, but the question is actually of staff. So if we could have Mr. Badger approach the microphone.
Back in 2004, there was a protest with Mark Sanford applied for all of Mill Creek out to the mouth to the existing oyster ground leases that are there. Came in front of the commission. Mrs. Fulton had protested the project. The commission looked at it, and they backed it off in the area. It's a 700-foot area at the mouth here where they would not lease it for oyster ground purposes. And it was strictly for oyster ground purposes.
It wouldn't have any bearing on any upland projects whatsoever.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one further question of staff.
Mr. Badger.
In the proposed pier for the aquaculture operation, how does that compare with the size of the pier of the Odens?
The entire length of the pier is 160-some feet, but most of that is over the marsh.
Right.
He's going approximately 70-some feet from the edge of the marsh out, which I think would be very similar to what the Fultons have, maybe a little less.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from the commission of Dr. Fulton? Thank you, Matt. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak in opposition to this project as proposed?
Who do I give these to?
Going to need to keep these for at least 30 days. Start them that way and then send them back up. Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard in this audience who hasn't yet testified? Okay, Mr. Jones, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to sum up or rebut.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The oyster beds, clam beds that are on the point over there to the left of the pier are not mine. I do not have nor have ever had any clam beds, oyster beds on the bayside anywhere. They are actually squatter beds of Ray Forrest. He's on somebody else's ground. Okay. The pipe running down the pier will be a maximum of 10 inches, period. The pier is much short of the middle of the creek. This is actually the survey that she was discussing that was done in whatever it was, 2004. Of the orchard ground that was denied. And here is the low water mark coming around and up, the low water mark on the south side, the pier goes out and doesn't make a third of the way across. Does not make a third of the way across it. I think the rest of it is pretty well self-explanatory. I'm going to leave you all alone.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Tankard.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones, you've been in this business for quite some time. Would you just give us some history of your professional ability with regard to this? You're not a newcomer to this operation. You've been doing this.
I started in 91 attempting to raise clams, and started with a very, very small operation. One thing led to another, and in 99 I paid more in labor than in the first 3 months of the year than I would have made the entire year at my full-time job. I became a full-time aquaculture type guy. In 2000, the clam insurance program was brought about. I was instrumental in the start of that. I was for many years the only clam adjuster for the program, and was up and down the East Coast. And since then, I've progressed from market clams to more of a specialty of seed clams. And in the meantime, my son has decided, right or wrong, to join in the operation. That's brief history.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you all very much.
Yeah, just leave that right there for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I close the public hearing here, I want to ask if there's anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in any way. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tanker.
Well, I certainly sympathize with the protestants, and yes, certainly it's nice to have a quieter creek and maybe fewer things on a creek, but at the same time, the applicant's pier is going to be of no greater size than the protestant's pier. The pipe that was discussed is something that would be objectionable to look at, is not 24 inches but 10 inches. The Joneses have been in this racket for some time. They're not fly-by-night people. We've seen a lot of people here come to us for these kind of things that don't know what they're doing, but these people do. I don't see a reason to deny, and I'll leave it for further discussion before we make a vote.
Any other discussion? I'll just say that my chief concern at this point on this project is navigation. It's a tight creek. It's a shallow creek. But I will bow to Mr. Badger's extensive knowledge accumulated over 30 years of navigating these waters. Mr. Zedrin.
I think the protestant told us that there are very few people that actually go up that creek, because there's just a couple of people that own large parcels of property. And so navigation is not an issue. And the other thing is that the water is so shallow that that's a hindrance to navigation in and of itself. So the fact is that there's no populace using that creek, and the water's so shallow, I don't think that's a major concern.
Anyone else on the commission? Well, then let me ask this basic question. What do you all want to do? Mr. Tankard.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
This motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Discussion on the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes? Chair votes aye as well.
For the record, I'm abstaining.
Mr. Ballard abstains, so the vote is 7-0-1. And the motion passes.